Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's hump day. It's Wednesday. It's the Monica J Show. Starting hour number two, 11 o'clock, 10 to noon every weekday. Just for you, live and local, for all of Northern Nevada. Loving this. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. But I want to tell you yesterday's results. From 991FMTalk.com, do you believe that there is a shortage in coins in the U.S.? 10% of those participating in the poll said yes. Pretty much everybody else was no. Can't say about the coins, but there is a shortage of integrity in Washington. That got 16% of the vote, actually, there. 4%, couple of people said they're in the cup holder in my truck. I've got one of those big Coke bottles behind me that I drop my change into, and my husband always saves his quarters and puts them in our slot machine. So, you know, I'm waiting for the payoff on our slot machine. Today's poll question, should Nevada actually ask Congress or ask the federal government, should we be asking for more relief dollars? Because that's what they're going to do. Yes or no? Love to hear from you. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. Let's head on over there and check in with Craig this morning. Hi, Craig. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to tell you about an incident I ran into. This is about face masks. Went into my credit union not wearing a face mask. They asked me to wear one. I said I didn't want to, and they said, well, you have to sign a waiver then. And the waiver was, they asked a few questions like, do you have a medical problem, some other silly questions, and then you had to sign it. I went in again, and they said, you got to sign a waiver. I said, I already signed one. And they said, every time you come in, you have to sign one if you're not going to wear a mask. So that, I don't know if you've heard about that, but that was different.
You know, it's people protecting themselves. It's businesses protecting themselves. To be honest with you, when I had a gathering here at my house the other weekend, we had people sign waivers. I think it's natural instinct to want to protect yourself, especially when it comes to lawsuits, because I have a feeling I would not be surprised if we saw people coming forward with lawsuits saying, well, I got COVID, you know, I got the coronavirus from your business and blah, blah, blah. And it's incredible how we're reacting. But you know what, Craig? I want you to take this and be proud of it, because it doesn't sound like you wear a mask.
No.
A new study done by survivalathome.com, and this is pretty scary. It's based on geotagged Twitter data. In the last month, in the last 30 days, tracking anti-mask tweets and hashtags found the top states who refuse to wear masks. Guess who the top state is?
Nevada.
It's Nevada. Nevada and Arizona. Nobody comes close to us.
That's
because
good.
We get the truth out. And yep. We have really smart people that listen here. Craig, thank you for calling the show today. And, you know, if be okay with that. If that's all it takes to go about your business, sign a waiver. I mean, because really all of this is ridiculous. You go into one Walmart, they refuse to help you. You go into another Walmart, you say, not wearing one. They say, okay, have a great day. It just, It's sad, though, when companies are trying to force the hand with misinformation. You know, you can ask somebody to wear a mask, but then that's pretty much it. After that, they're on their own. If they say no, let them be. You asked, so go about your day. Because when it comes down to it, you are healthier and you will be able to get through all of this by not wearing a mask. Because you're breathing in oxygen, you're breathing out the toxins, and you will come out on top. Thank you, Skip, for sending me that study. This is actually coming from Newsbreak this morning. I absolutely love that we are top. You know, people have done their research. People know that the numbers are falsified. They're falsified. Death from COVID-19 means that you get sick, that you get a respiratory infection. You cannot breathe. And you succumb to that. That's not what they're writing down. They're writing down that if you tested positive for COVID-19 and you die of a heart attack, if you die of an aneurysm, you die from a car accident, if you test positive for COVID-19, that is a COVID-19 death. Why would they do that? Have you considered that? Why would they skew the numbers? Because they want an outcome that goes with their narrative. They want an outcome that kills not only this economy, but it kills the economy of the world. So we will rely on the federal government. We will rely on our government to take care of us. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Patty this morning. Wants to talk about voting. Hi, Patty. Thanks for calling the show.
I appreciate what you do. This is my idea here. You know, they sent census information out by mail to everyone in April. Many people did not get that. And I say that because I live in a place where there are multiple houses, multiple things. Mm-hmm. No one in our area got the census information.
Really?
Okay, and I talked to the person up front, and she kind of said, well, they just called and asked how many people were there. All right, so what goes if we go to mail-in voting? Look how many people, that's not only where I am. I came from another state from a mobile home park, and I was there in April. I got no census information. So yeah, I think somehow the information needs to get to the Republican Party that doing it by mail is not going to be hitting everybody. I don't care what they say about registered voters. How do the census people know who to send it to?
The Republican Party has a lawsuit against the state. The National Party has a lawsuit going on as well, because we know that mail by vote is the biggest fraud. I don't care what the Secretary of State says. I don't care what the Registrar of Voters says. Voting by mail is the biggest fraud and has the capability of bringing on a stolen election. And that is why they are pushing it. If we can keep Costco open, if we can keep Walmart open and Home Depot, we can vote in person. Some counties are allowing vote by person, but they're not putting out. There's like one location you can vote in person, and that is at the county offices. That's not right. People won't do that because they don't want to stand in line for 8 hours. It's just, it's the way of stealing the election, Patty. But thank you for calling and pointing that out about the census. I hadn't heard that about the census. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. And Brian, you got the test, huh?
Good morning. Yeah, so second test, I have to be cleared before I can go back to work, which is standard a lot of places now. So I went to a local pharmacy, I guess not local, but they are local. They're a larger franchise to get a COVID test done. Very easy, you know, pull up to the drive-thru window, take the test, you're done. They said the test results could take 6 to 10 days. So I decided, well, hey, let's sign up for the one that the state is doing and maybe I'll get results faster. Well, one, it's a cluster, you know what, down there.
Yeah.
Two, find it funny they say, I'm going to bring up the mask thing. I find it funny they say that the masks work to protect people when these people are wearing full-on hazmat suits, you know, like something out of some biological warfare movie. And it cracks me up. I had to take pictures because it was just, I'm looking around going, well, okay, a mask is supposed to keep you safe. Then why aren't these guys just wearing masks? But I wanted to take the both tests also because of all these false tests that are coming up. And I mean, look at what just happened in Florida. People are raving. Oh, look, see, it's spreading. So, oh yeah, you're wrong. That's right. Okay. Before you talk, let's wait till things settle. But I wanted to do both and see if the test results differ from one I took at a pharmacy as opposed to one that is run by the state and see if there's any discrepancies there.
I think that you are a hero, Brian. Thank you so much for doing that because I'm not going to take the test, period. I'm not sick, and now the CDC is coming back with the whole, you know, asymptomatic spread, and it really, you know, it's not there. It's not really spread on surfaces, blah, blah, blah. Everything about this whole virus is backtracking. And so I appreciate you doing that. How far up in your brain cavity did they shove that swab?
You know when you get that itch back there that you can't reach with anything, they get right about there.
They itched it for you? Okay. That,
it sure did.
That, you know, if...
It's
go ahead.
About an inch past your nasal cavity, you know, in the back. It's not too bad. I mean, it's uncomfortable, but it's not too bad. You know, and I have to in order to go back to work. I get it. It is what it is. I'm with you. I'm not worried about it either way. Even if I get it, if I have it, I don't. To me, it's not going to kill myself. It's not going to kill my family. You know, I'm with you. This whole thing is just a bunch of BS to distract everyone from real things. And, you know, I'll be interested. If something different comes back on these tests, I'll definitely give you a call back.
Oh, please. I want to hear if you get a yes, a positive and a negative. But that's the thing, Brian, that no one has been able to adequately explain or tell me is why we are shutting down everything, making everybody wear masks because this is so prolific from us talking. You can't sing in church, blah, blah, blah. Why do they have to shove a swab into your brain? Why can't they just swab your mouth?
Exactly. Or why do you have to take a test to know you're sick? That's what cracks me up. If I have the flu, I know I have the flu. I feel it. I have symptoms. I'm sick, right?
Yeah. But they want to know. They want to know if you have the antibodies.
The only way I know I have COVID is if I get a test done. That seems really strange to me. And
now,
something that to me isn't going to be detrimental to society. It's like you keep saying, you know, you leave these Costco's and Walmart's and all these big box stores open, but yet, you know, family businesses have to close. And there's a lot that have not reopened because that wiped them out. And that is so sad that, you know, you talk about the American dream. The American dream is to provide for yourself, you know, to bust your butt and make something of yourself. That's the American dream. And when you start taking that away, you're absolutely right. We look to the government as, mommy, daddy, feed me, wipe my nose, wipe my butt. You know, you go through all these things of you're so dependent on them. and it becomes a codependency where both are, you know, dependent on each other to survive, and it's getting worse. It's horrible.
It's getting worse because that's exactly what they want. Brian, thank you so much for calling the show today, and I can't wait to hear about the test results. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Where are our refunds? Seriously, where are our refunds? It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Where are the refunds for everybody? Because the schools are shut down. So, you know, we should be getting some property tax money back. Where are refunds from, the feds? And I do mean that seriously because I forgot to mention. Remember, today's tax day. I know normally I would be saying that on April 15th, but today's tax day because it's July 15th. Remember, they pushed it down the line. So my husband just likes messing with them. So we finally filed our taxes yesterday. We usually get a refund, but he just wants to mess with them. So remember, if you are, you still have to pay the money if you were filing for an extension today, which if you were thinking you were going to have to file for an extension, shouldn't you have gotten that done already? Just saying. July 15th, that's just weird. Just shows you everything. They're trying to break the norm of everything. And that's hard for a lot of people to deal with. We get into our comfort zones. I want to fix some misinformation that was put out yesterday because I was given misinformation, but, you know, that's okay. We all make mistakes and then we fix our mistakes. So I was telling you about a parade that will be honoring our police department. It's a car parade, so you can participate. Come on out, drive around. It is not today, okay? It is not today. It is next Wednesday, July 22nd. Now, you know, this is being put on just by a group of private citizens. So they want to represent all Washoe County. Back the badge. Back our badges because our law enforcement, they are doing what they can. Because remember, their hands are tied. Their hands are tied. But they're not going to enforce the masks. They're not going to do this. That's why Sisolak had to get his goon squad of OSHA involved. And let me tell you, they are getting involved. I heard from a bar owner that people were driving around on Saturday to make sure that the bars were closed. That's just hanky. So if you want to honor our police, grab an American flag wherever you can get one. Pay for it, obviously. Wednesday, July 22nd. It's going to start. People are meeting at 1:30 at the Gold and Silver Inn on 4th Street. And then they're going to get everybody organized, and the parade starts at 2 o'clock. They would like to have at least 100 cars to show appreciation for our police. I want to participate in that. I got big old flags we can stick in our truck. Why not? Come on down. What are you doing? I know some places are open and people have to work, but if you're not, let's do this. As Lori says, now is the time to stand up and be counted. We are a silent majority, but we can't be silent anymore. And this is just an easy, low-cost way to show our support for law enforcement. They're going to be cruising down 2nd Street in front of the station, honking horns, flags waving, signs. It's not a protest. It is just as many people as we can get to show our appreciation to law enforcement, because we know their hands are tied. We know they're trying to do what they can do. But we have a really, really bad mayor and a really, really, really bad governor. And speaking of the governor, I do want to point out to you that we had a gentleman call, didn't want to be on the air, but asked me a question that was passed to me through producer Craig. And that is, he went to Home Depot and it says, due to local ordinance, blah, 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 please wear a mask. So he asked inside the employees, what's the ordinance? They said, oh, we'll look it up. We'll find it for you. It's supposed to be written on any messages to the public what the ordinance is. You know why there's no ordinance written down? Because there is no ordinance. There is no law that says that you have to wear a mask. It is a mandate from a tyrannical governor and a tyrannical mayor. It is not the law. So ask, where's the ordinance that says I have to wear a mask? And if they say, well, it's the company's, we'll say, then where's the company mandate? I want to see it. And if they give you flack, you know what? There's always someplace else to shop. Well, unless you're up in South Lake Tahoe, which, by the way, is a very liberal left community. So you can see why they're getting away with it. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and it's your show, live and local, 2 hours every weekday. We stream the show live. We have our podcasts. If you want to go back and check out past shows, or if you miss a part of today's show, you know, like we've had in the past, if you're transcribing it, turn me in for something. I don't care. It's 991fmtalk.com. You can also find our poll question there, which is brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And we greatly appreciate that. So today's poll question, should the state of Nevada be requesting more relief funds from the federal government? Why? It's Governor Sisolak who keeps us shut down. Even more people are voting no now. We went from about 83%, we're up to almost 87% say no. So what's the deal? The deal is you need to get a hold of your legislator, whether it's the state Senate or the assembly people. Log on to the legislative website and make sure your voice is heard. I'm hearing people are shutting down their phones. They're all clogged up. Well, guess what? Somebody was tired of their email. It was all flooded. Guess what? That's what you are paid to do, is listen to your constituents. And right now, the state of Nevada has you locked out of a special session. Could that be why we're still on shutdown? Because they wanted a special session that you were not a part of? Oh, yeah, you can watch it online and phone in a comment, but it's not the same. It is not the same. Yesterday's poll question, do you believe that there's a shortage of coins in the U.S.? Only 10% of you said yes, of those participating, actually. I shouldn't use the word you because you might not have participated. So 80% are saying, or 90%, sorry, that's that California math, Shasta County math. 90% of those participating said, no, there's no shortage. They just want you to believe that. They want you to worry. And I would not be surprised if they were not pulling coins out of the system. Look what happened when COVID, when coronavirus was discovered. Ew, money's dirty. It's not enough wearing gloves. Money is dirty. So we're going to refuse to accept cash and coins. And we want you to pay with your credit card. It's just turning us back to a cashless society. Just have everything online. So boom, 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 click of a button. You can be tracked. Your purchases can be tracked. I got a notification from a source that when you purchase survival food, you know, the freeze-dried food that is supposed to last for decades and decades, that the federal government knows who makes those purchases. Why? Well, because if anything detrimental happens, like a food shortage, they can come in and confiscate it. And if you don't believe that those rules are already set in place, you might take a look. You know, yeah, we have a constitution, but you might want to take a look at all the crap that has been put in around it in all states, in all cities, in all counties. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Pete this morning, wants to talk about masks. Hi, Pete. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. This whole thing is maddening. But
it's tough.
I'm concerned. Both my wife and I are 70. Mm-hmm. She has underlying conditions, so I have to wear a mask. I hate it. Well, I don't have to, but I feel whatever I can do to help prevent it, I'll do it. You know, and I hate the mask with a passion, but I'm having people, a few days ago, for example, Walmart, the anti-mask people come up to me and I swear to God, if it happens again, they're going to get decked. So it's my right to wear a mask. And, you know, I respect if somebody wants to wear it, cool. If somebody doesn't want to, stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
If I was 25 years old, I wouldn't care. Or if I was alone, I wouldn't care. But that's where I stand on the mask.
Pete,
people ought to
goes,
be tolerant of everybody.
Exactly. Pete, it goes back to the pitting, you know, look at what they've done just in this short time period of 3 years.
Exactly.
Ever since Trump became president, it was men against women. It was black against white. It was Christians against Jews or Muslims. They keep pitting us against each other. So now it's the masks versus the no masks. You know, they had the Black Lives Matter and the All Lives Matter. They are just trying to create division. And nobody should get into anybody else's space. If you disagree with somebody, that's fine.
But the Black Lives Matter, that's another issue. But, you know, the liberals seem to be do as we say, not as we ask. And they're against church, people in the church and all this. But it's okay for people. They'll go out and riot and demonstrate. Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
And they go out and they demonstrate with them. Perfect demonstration
De Blasio,
you know, painting the street. Which just, that boggles my mind because you are covering up indications on the road of turn lanes, of stops.
I never thought of that.
It's just, that should be illegal just from the road work perspective of it. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Pete, thank you so much for the call. And
one other thing, you'll find this interesting. I'll let you go. I shopped yesterday evening in Walmart, and just about every checkout is now cards. They have a shortage on cash and coin. I said, that's BS.
Yeah, they don't. They just want you.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
and
you
Nevada,
for telling me.
Nevada does not deserve federal funds.
No, we don't. We don't. It should come directly. It should come directly out of Sisolak's pocket. That's what I think. That's just my personal opinion. But this is what they're doing. They're pushing us to a cashless society. They want everybody using credit cards. And that is discriminatory because there are people who don't like to use credit cards and refuse to. They want to pay cash. But the higher ups don't want you paying cash. All right, let's do a pop quiz. Pop quiz, everybody. God, you know, as a younger person, did we not hate those two words? Pop quiz.
True. True.
Kurt Gottschalk joining us right now. Hey, Kurt, what is your pop quiz for everybody?
Okay, Monica. What other major West Coast city situation do they have a police commissioner who has two titles?
Oh, I do not know.
Portland. The mayor is also the police commissioner.
Interesting. I did not know that.
If people want the source, Fox News article.
So is that just temporary, or is that something that they put in place a long time ago?
That I don't know. I just kind of scanned over the article and go, wow, that's interesting.
Well, now I'm going to go find that because that is interesting. And if people don't realize, if you've been having your head under a rock, our chief of police is also the acting city manager. So
exactly.
You know, it's hard enough for me to do two or three jobs. I can't imagine how everything's getting done that is supposed to be done with a title like that. So, Kurt, thank you so much for calling and passing on that pop quiz. I appreciate that. Yeah,
Have a good day.
You too, Kurt. This is what's going on, the craziness. They want you to be crazy. They want you to be frustrated. They want you to be distracted. And when you don't get that way, then they will keep throwing stuff at us. Hence the alien comment earlier. You know, if they're going to land now, it's going to be now as a distraction. This is all leading up to the November election. Distraction after distraction after distraction. And if you look at the sources that I look at, which are pretty damn funny because I try to find the sources that haven't been banned yet. People get so negative on, what's his name? Alex Jones, InfoWars. Okay. Millennial Millie is on there, and she is amazing. Amazing. YouTube videos, they go around algorithms the way that they write. Do not think that people are actually misspelling all of this stuff on purpose. It's because when you misspell a key word, it goes around the algorithms. Okay, there's always ways to get around things. Trust me on this. So why is Alex Jones so vilified? Why is the bile starts to come up when you, InfoWars, Alex Jones, that's right. You know, he's the one that broke the story legitimately for Bohemian Grove. That place that so many in the mainstream said didn't exist. That grove out in the west coast of Northern California that politicians, media, celebrities, world leaders all meet and go through rituals, satanic rituals, rituals of human sacrifice. He got in there. He snuck in. He trespassed. And he got video of it all. We have the pictures. We have the pictures of Nixon, of Reagan, of the Bushes. Everybody's known about Henry Kissinger. But the list goes on and on. So why do we turn on the information that he puts out? Just a thought. You might want to check this one out at Infowars.com. It was put out 2 days ago by Ron Paul. Ron Paul almost got, which he may have, you know, how things are counted. Ron Paul almost got the nomination for president from Nevada. But once again, he didn't. Ron Paul, will the Federal Reserve cause the next riots? That's a good question. Because there's a lot of things going on with the Federal Reserve right now. That federal banking system that, I guess it really is all semantics. Because you hear that word, federal. Federal. Oh, must be part of the government. No. The Federal Reserve is not part of the United States government. It is part of the central banking system, which pretty much controls all of us. Talk about enslavement. A coming crisis will likely be triggered by a collapse in the dollar's value and a rejection of the dollar's world reserve currency status. I can tell you absolutely that's going to happen because other countries have already gotten away from the U.S. dollar. What happened during 9/11? Towers collapsed. The Twin Towers. You know what was stored underneath the Twin Towers? A whole lot of gold. Why can't we see the gold in Fort Knox? Why do we not have a gold standard? All great questions to ask yourself. Infowars.com, you might want to start looking into it. Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, he's a trusted word. We'll be back after this, which hopefully I'm a trusted word for you as well, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As we begin to wrap up the show, thank you so much for joining us today. 10 to noon every weekday. And here we go with just a few of your texts. If you want to know why they are going after bars and such, just think about it for a minute. They are almost all, if not all, small, locally owned businesses. That is who they are targeting. How many people have retired, taken their pension, and socked it all into a local bar because that was their dream? Dreams are being crushed right now because we are letting them. Stand up. The removal of cash and coins from the system, it's not because it's dirty. as this text shows, oh, F something, please. How many people rolled up a bill and snorted coke off the back of a toilet in a bar or a club in the 80s and 90s? Well, I never did, but I was always kind of a press. I, you know, unless it's a pharmaceutical that I have a prescription for, I don't do drugs. But it's true. How many people have stuck money in their mouth trying to, you know, you're trying to pull something out of your wallet and you stick the dollar in your mouth or, you know, the 10 or the 100 if you're somebody I don't know, to go fishing for something else? It's a hoax, people. It's to push you into a way of thinking. It's mind control. Go back and look at some of the cartoons from the 80s, from the 90s. They would never fly now. And yet we've all been controlled by them. It's what we grew up on. Look what kids are growing up on now. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'll catch you tomorrow. I love you. Spread it around.